Each year in Washington, opioid overdoses kill approximately 700 people. Now, a state lawmaker wants to repeal a tax break that benefits opioid distributors to fund drug treatment services. The proposal got a hearing Monday. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
Democratic State Representative Lauren Davis says Washington's approach to helping people with substance use disorders is like a stool that's missing two legs. While Medicaid pays for treatment, it doesn't fund the first leg of the stool, pre-treatment services.
Things like outreach and engagement to individuals in active addiction who are in emergency departments, in homeless encampments, living in tents, encouraging them to seek care.
Davis also says the state fails to fund the third leg of the stool, helping people remain drug-free after they get treatment. To fund these services, Davis wants to end a 20-year-old tax break that benefits prescription drug distributors, including three companies that are currently being sued by the Attorney General for allegedly fueling the state's opioid epidemic. They get a discount on the state's business and occupation tax that's even better than Boeing gets. Davis says if drug distributors paid the full tax rate, the state would take in an additional $20 million a year.
$20 million annually into these services, those pre-treatment outreach services, and then the post-treatment services would completely upend the opioid and methamphetamine epidemics in the state of Washington, and that is not an exaggeration.
Davis says she got the idea for closing the tax break after seeing our story last May headlined, "Opioid Distributors Sued by Washington Attorney General Get to Keep Their Better Than Boeing Tax Break." The companies deny wrongdoing and through their trade group say that if the tax break goes away, it will result in higher prescription drug costs for consumers. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.